This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote on Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after Trump's supporters' deadly storming of the Capitol last week. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members on Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in January 20th. A top military officer told lawmakers that officials have opened at least 25 domestic terrorism investigations into Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. That's according to a House Democrat. Five people died in the rampage through the seat of the government after Mr. Trump delivered a fiery speech Wednesday morning denouncing the November 3rd election results. In an emotional video referencing his childhood in post-Nazi Austria, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger condemned the recent violence on Capitol Hill and what he called President Trump's lies, which incited the revolt. He said in a 7-minute video posted on social media Sunday, quote, President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. He continued, my father and our neighbors were misled also with lies, and I know where such lies lead. Mr. Trump has maintained without any evidence that he won the November 3rd election. A mob of his supporters did breach security on Capitol Hill Wednesday while Congress finalized the certification of rival Joe Biden's victory. You're listening to VOA News. The conservative social network Parler was forced offline Monday, according to tracking websites, after Amazon warned the company would lose access to its servers for its failure to properly police violent content. The site's popularity soared in recent weeks, becoming the number one free app in Apple's App Store after the much larger Twitter banned U.S. President Trump from its platform for his role in inciting the riot in the U.S. Capitol last week. Messages of support for Wednesday's attack in Washington, D.C., along with calls for new demonstrations, had flourished on the platform, leading Google to remove it from its App Store on Friday, followed by Apple on Saturday. Amazon then confirmed it would suspend the platform from its cloud hosting services for allowing, quote, threats of violence. In a letter to Parler's owners, the web giant said it would suspend service by 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. Tracking website Down for Everyone or Just Me showed Parler offline just after midnight, suggesting its owners had not been able to find a new hosting partner. In a series of posts on Parler on Saturday, CEO John Matz said the site would go down the following day and accused the tech giants of, quote, a war on free speech. Bloomberg News is reporting that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the five permanent members of the Security Council that he'd like to stay on for a second term. Bloomberg cited two diplomats familiar with the matter. The report added that Guterres is likely to officially inform the president of the UN General Assembly soon. Guterres, who is 71, took office as the ninth Secretary General in January 2017 for a five-year term. It finishes at the end of this year. Guterres' office had no comment on the Bloomberg report. And 10 World Health Organization scientists will visit China starting Thursday to examine the origins of COVID-19. That's according to a statement from China's National Health Commission. The investigation comes more than a year after the pandemic began and amid accusations that Beijing delayed the investigation. A last-minute delay to the mission earlier this month earned China a rare rebuke from the head of the WHO. The team of WHO experts will be expected to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival in China. After that time, they are expected to visit Wuhan, the city where the deadly virus cluster first emerged late last year. The U.S. and Australia have led international calls for an inquiry into the origins of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.